Paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a guest on today that many of you who have asked me to have on over quite some time. And finally, through the help of Mike Mahler, we have him on. And he is going to be Dr. William Wong. We're going to have him on in just a second. A couple things I want to make clear. We did two shows yesterday and day before that I feel have a great deal of impact. The first one was the action plan for Michelle Obama to actually rid the country of disease and obesity thanks to a study that is not published yet, and some people have emailed me and said, can we get a copy of the study? Skidmore has not published it. It's not due to be published till April. So you heard it on Supreme Radio before it was published, before anyone else knew about it. But Skidmore College did a great study that showed that adding 60 grams of whey protein a day and not changing anything else caused the participants to lose 3 to 4 kilograms of body weight in 16 weeks. They did nothing else. They did not exercise. They didn't change their nutritional intake. They did everything, and the only thing they added was 20 grams of protein 3 times a day, whey protein. I'm going to be writing a press release and circulating links to all the listeners that are on my mail list, and I'm asking you to send this out to everyone you know. These will be commercial-free edited versions of just those interviews so people won't accuse me of trying to use viral marketing to publicize the show. I'm also doing the same thing with the show that we did yesterday, demanding that the FDA look at soy as a drug because it has drug-like effects, especially in infants who are given soy formulas because their estrogen levels can be 20,000 times that of a normal neonate. And we're going to be doing this with both shows next week, and I'm going to be sending out emails, I'm putting it on Facebook, and I'm asking everyone to pass these two shows around to everyone you know, because we have to get a groundswell to get people aware of the study from Skidmore and the discussion about soy. So keep an eye out, and if you don't belong to the Superhuman Radio mail list, please go to the website and join now. We want to get this information out there. We can make a difference in this country's quality of health if we can pass these two shows around. Okay. I have said numerous times on this show, you've heard me say, that systemic enzymes and possibly enzyme therapy holds some of the greatest promise in the next generation of what is considered anti-aging medicine. This evolved from conversations that I had with Dr. Robert Gorder, who cures cancer using hypothermia therapy. And he and I discussed that when you raise the body's temperature, that the enzymatic cascades shift into turbocharge, cleansing the body, ridding it of debris, and healing the body. And as we age, these enzymatic cascades slow down. We always look at hormones, we look at mitochondria function, but everyone is ignoring the importance of enzymatic cascades. My guest today, Dr. William Wong, knows a lot about systemic enzymes, and that's why we have him on the show. How you doing, Dr. Wong? Did I lose you, Dr. Wong? Hello? Dr. Wong. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yes.
I thought we lost you. I thought I was going to hang up. You know, this is live radio, so usually I get things like this happen. Okay. So you can.
Okay.
Anyway, systemic enzymes. This is an area that you have spent a lot of time studying. Tell my listeners why it even interested you in the first place.
Systemic enzymes hold the promise of being the magic bullet, or about as close to the magic bullet as God is going to allow us to have. If you take a look at the actions of the enzymes, there are 5 primary actions, all the ancillary actions, and everything else that happens. Most of the things that we succumb to, are either an itis or an osis. They're either an inflammation or a fibrosis condition. Think of all the diseases that end in itis. Think of all the diseases that end in osis. Think of all the diseases that have an inflammatory component as a primary root cause, or in all the diseases and aging conditions that have fibrosis as their primary root cause. And here is something that can deal with all of that without side effects, without any ill effects, without any toxicity at all.
Okay. So what happens as we age? These enzyme cascades, we know that through to evolutionary pressures and natural selection, as a species, like all species, we are designed to thrive up until the mature age of reproduction, and then our bodies are supposed to get out of the picture so that our reproduced species can go on and we don't burden the planet, so to speak. What happens to our bodies enzymatically as we age?
We have a finite amount of enzyme production, and I'm speaking of the enzymes, the proteolytic enzymes that our pancreas makes. We make a finite amount of enzymes in a lifetime. We use most of those enzymes up by the time we're 25, 27. We use about half of our production up by then.
Wow.
Think of how invincible you were between 17 and 25.
Well, think about how you could eat anything and it didn't bother you, right?
Eat anything, do anything. You twisted your ankle, it didn't matter. You got up, you kept on playing. You know, that same twisted ankle after you're 35 will lay you up for a week.
Right.
So after 27, which is physiologically when the textbooks tell us old age begins, but they never told us why. Dr. Max Wolf discovered the reason why. At 25, 27, your body begins to realize that it cannot keep up the enzyme output at the same level, or else you'd be dead by 40. So it begins to dole out the enzymes with an eyedropper instead of with a tablespoon. And that's when the aches and pains begin to set in. That's when your old injuries begin to revisit you. That's when the stuff that you never remembered happening to you begins to come back. And, oh, gee, I remember twisting that ankle. Oh, gosh, I remember that bench press that really got my shoulder. Whatever else went on comes back and begins to wear you down. It begins to ache. Also, the enzymes are one of the two things that keep our internal organs from shrinking.
Really?
Yeah. As we age, give you an example. If you walk into an anatomy lab and you got a 17-year-old cadaver on one table and an 80-year-old cadaver on the other, you take the internal organs and the brain out of the 17-year-old. They're juicy, they're big, they're exactly what they're supposed to look like, exactly what the anatomy books tell us they're supposed to look like. You pull the organs out of an 80-year-old, they're about one-third the size of the 17-year-old. The brain looks like a baked potato that's been left in the oven for too dang long. The internal organs are shrunken, and they're diminished in size. When they diminish in size, they also diminish in function. But if you cut through the internal organs, it's like cutting through an Italian bread that's been left on the kitchen counter for a week.
Hard and crusty.
Hard and crusty because of all the fibrosis that grows through it. The two things that maintains internal organ size are, one, the proteolytic enzymes, because fibrosis wants to grow through anything that moves, anything that jiggles, and anything that's soft, and harden it up. And since when we don't have enough enzymes to check our own fibrosis deposition, the internal organs begin to become laced through. Think of a sponge that you wrap around with steel wire. You try to wet that sponge. How far is it going to expand?
Only as far as the steel wire allows it.
Exactly. So if you have a good amount of proteolytic enzymes floating around your system, you can eat away at the fibrosis that the body is trying to lay into the internal organs. Now, the next thing we need to do, put in, to maintain that internal organ size is HGH or IGF-1.
Okay, wait, but I don't want to go there yet. We have two minutes before our first break. The first segment is kind of short. Can you just list the proteolytic enzymes we're talking about?
Oh, gosh. Pancreatin, trypsin, chymotrypsin, bromelain, papain, serrapeptase are the most important ones.
And these are readily available in supplement form, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not even talking yet about the sophisticated enzyme cascades like the cytochrome P450 enzyme cascade. We're just talking about proteolytic enzymes that the pancreas is producing at this
point. Exactly. You put those in, and the rest of the cascade happens.
Really? So the pancreatic enzymes affect the downline conversions that occur in the P450 or the Soleno enzyme cascade and all the other cascades?
The 4 to 7 enzymes that we make or that we eat become 30,000 different enzymic reactions, enzymatic reactions.
Now, there you go. See, I've always been trying to figure out how to affect the selenoenzyme cascade for instance, thyroid production, and the P450 enzyme cascade for everything that it does. I mean, a myriad of pleiotropic effects that it has. But you're telling me I just have to focus on the pancreatic enzymes.
Exactly. Dr. Max Wolf, who was an MD, OBGYN, endocrinologist who had 7 PhDs, did work at Columbia, and he discovered that if you put in the pancreatic enzymes and a couple of the fruit enzymes, the rest of the 2,500 to 3,000 enzymes that we make are then made, and then that creates the 30,000 other enzymatic reactions.
Oh, this is amazing. Okay, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up from there, and we can start talking about growth hormone and IGF-1 and growth factors in general. We're talking today with Dr. William Wong. Many of you have asked for him to be on the show, and as you know, when you ask, I deliver. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Wong, you can read many of his very, very insightful and intelligent articles by visiting drwong.us, drwong.us. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. William Wong. You can learn more about him at drwong.us. You know, I've always thought that my audience was, 35, 40 plus. I mean, I'm 52, I'll be 53. And I figured that's who my audience was. But after hearing what Dr. Wong just had to say, 27 years old, your body starts to become programmed to evacuate the earth. So really, anti-aging changes and challenges must be taken on earlier in life, definitely before 30, in my humble opinion. Would you think that I'm stretching by saying that, Dr. Wong?
No, absolutely not. You begin to, you need to start working at it by 25 or 27, the latest. By the time you're 35, if you wait that long to start addressing anti-aging issues, you're already going to be feeling what you really don't want to be feeling.
Right, and we know when you look at science and medicine that if you have a symptom, the condition has been around for years already before the symptoms start to show up.
So. Exactly, yes.
All right, so let's talk that. So you started to go into an area that I love to talk about, and that's GH and IGF-1 and maybe mechanogrowth factors and others. What is the importance in the enzyme cascades here?
Well, you know, the enzymes keep the internal organs from getting grown through with fibrosis and restricting their size and diminishing their function. And then the IGF-1, or the HGH, or the maintains the organ size. Berkeley did a study back in the mid-90s where they took a bunch of 70- and 80-year-olds and they fed them, they injected them with HGH, or they gave them IGF-1 supplements, and what happened was their internal organs grew. We knew that this happens with Olympic athletes.
And bodybuilders.
Yeah,
look,
exactly.
they get distended stomachs from it, right.
Now, you know, for a young person to grow an internal organ one-third the size larger may not be too comely because, it looks bulky, especially in the abdomen. But for anyone over 35, you're maintaining what you've got. And the more you maintain the size of your internal organs, the longer and healthier you're going to live.
Interesting. So do you suggest – okay, now, obviously, we're talking about a touchy subject in the United States because most doctors, their hands are tied. There's many doctors that I know personally who want to prescribe growth hormone, but instead they prescribe GHRP-6 or GHRP-2 because medicine is being dictated by sports today, and doctors who prescribe growth hormone run the risk of falling under the microscope of the corrupt and misguided FDA. So what does a person do in order to create that homeostatic relationship or symbiotic relationship between increasing enzyme cascades by taking their proteolytic enzymes each day? How do they upregulate their growth hormone safely and in a fashion that's not going to get them or their doctor put in jail?
You know, if you move to a state where the state laws allow for a broad range of practice, such as Arizona, Arizona has no problem using HGH. Especially the homeopathic and naturopathic docs in Arizona don't have a problem there at all. If you're in a really restrictive state, like, let's say, Iowa, California, you're in trouble. Those two states have the worst, most conservative, most restrictive medical boards on the planet. So a lot of it depends on what state you're living in. But, you know, there are natural ways of getting around things, and there are other ways of attacking the same problem without having to use the medication, without having to use the recombinant HGH.
What is your opinion of peptides that fall outside the realm of control by the FDA but are in that gray area, such as growth hormone-releasing peptides that some doctors are now prescribing through compounding pharmacists?
Some of them work, some of them don't. A lot of it depends on the skill of blending them together, and even the same ingredients put together by different people will have different effects because of the way that nutritional supplements or let's say nutritional things need to be stabilized. If you might get the same peptide or the same vitamin or the same enzyme from one company as from another, but if they don't know how to stabilize it, if they don't know how to keep it alive, and alive is a relative term, but if they don't know how to keep it active, it's not going to work. When you take it, even though on the label it looks to be exactly the same.
It could be, like for instance, I did a show 2 years ago on the importance of using not just bacteriostatic water, but sodium chloride backstat water when using peptides because of the pH and the sodium in it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually keeps the peptide, especially long folded protein type peptides like growth hormone, it keeps them stable for up to 2 weeks, where just plain old bacteria, static water, the peptide starts to destabilize in as little as 2 days.
Well, think of what the normal saline level for the human body is. It equals seawater.
Right.
So that makes absolute sense.
Right. And so using sodium chloride as your diluent will give you a longer lasting peptide. But okay, so that the good point. So what are some of the ways around it that people can use?
There are European style glandulars. That can be combined.
I like glandulars. Yeah.
That can be combined with amino acids. There is a the moose antler velvet, the deer antler velvet, all of them are very rich in IGF.
And IGF, yeah, I know.
So if you use those substances or combinations of those substances, we came up with one that I think works fairly dandy, and we've got the saliva test to prove it. So it is not hard to do, but you need to have a pharmacologist or a pharmacist putting this stuff together who knows how to stabilize these elements.
Okay. You know, interestingly enough, I am a huge proponent of raw unpasteurized milk,
mm-hmm.
and I drink it every day, and I talk about it on the show all the time. And every now and then when my farmer has a wet cow, I get pure colostrum, second-day colostrum. First day goes to the calf.
Cool.
And colostrum is loaded with IGF-1. Interestingly enough, both colostrum and raw unpasteurized milk have agents that they have – enzymes that are designed to allow the gut to absorb these large molecular weight peptides. I would say to take deer antler with raw unpasteurized milk to improve the absorption of the deer antler.
Yes, and you know, you hit on a really good subject here. Anything, any drug, any nutritional supplement, any herb, any vitamin, any mineral, anything you take in conjunction with a proteolytic enzyme, has its absorption increased several hundred percent. So
wow.
Let's say you're taking a vitamin C, and you take your vitamin C or vitamin E or vitamin anything or minerals or an herb. Let's say you're taking horny goatweed, and you take some pancreatin along with it. You've just increased the absorption of that herb, of that nutrient, by several 100% over what you normally would have absorbed.
Wow. What about then including some grapefruit with your daily breakfast to ensure that the first pass through the liver is even complementary to keep high levels in your blood?
That should work. Excuse me, but I've got what looks like a government official coming to the door. Hold on just one
second. Sure. How do you like that? We're on the phone. We're talking with Dr. Wong. We're talking with him about some subjects that obviously would be interesting to the government, and there may be a government official at his door. But anyway, you know what we may do? Let's go ahead and take our commercial break early. We were going to take one in actually 4 minutes. We're going to go ahead and take our commercial break early, and when we come back, we will pick it up with Dr. William Wong. You're listening to Supreme Radio. Hopefully, the FDA wasn't listening to this show and decided to come and cart him away. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in
total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. One Testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade One Androsterone. It converts to One Testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We did take an early commercial break because Dr. Wong was being visited by a government official. Tell me, Dr. Wong, was he listening to the show and did he feel threatened by the information we were passing around?
No, just happened to be the postmaster, actually.
Ah, okay, the postmaster. There you go. The postmaster delivers your mail. You must be pretty important.
Actually, we're in a really small town, and when they don't have enough carriers to do the work, the postmaster's out in her car delivering packages.
Very cool, very cool. Okay, so we were talking before we went into the break about the potential effects of grapefruit to yet further enhance the delivery of these drugs by making the liver complementary to not breaking them down.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that's a good strategy also?
Probably good, yes, because, you know, most of the things we take orally get washed out in what's called first pass, the first time through the liver in the bloodstream. So anything you can do to keep that from happening will work to your advantage. This is the reason why things that are injected are usually better than things that are taken by mouth.
Okay. All right. Okay. Dr. Robert Gorder is a wonderful physician. He was a UCLA professor many, many years ago. I'm probably talking maybe 10, 15 years ago. And he has cured cancer using two methods, hyperthermia therapy and dendrite therapy. And in the case of hyperthermia therapy, what he would do, and this was actually discovered in the 1920s.
Yes.
Someone was being treated for a tumor, and maybe they got the flu. And during the process of being treated for the tumor, they got the flu. And they had a few nights of uncontrolled temperatures, you know, 104, 105, let's say. And they got better from the flu and went back to the doctor to resume treatment for their tumor. And lo and behold, the tumor was gone. How could this be? I mean, we're talking about real tumors, tumors like the size of a lemon. So it's not like somebody went, oh, well, I guess it wasn't a tumor. Maybe it was a cyst and it burst. No, these were tumors. So the relationship between body temperature and cancer started to produce itself way back in the 20s. Dr. Gorder started to help people who have pancreatic cancers by first raising their body temperature by injecting a bacteria or a pathogen into them, and then trying to control the body temperature from getting too hot. And this proved to be very, very difficult, yet efficacious. It worked. Okay. So then they turned around. They said, you know, we this is too unpredictable. Some people, you know, get a really bad response to this. Some it's too unpredictable. We can't really control. We just want to raise the body temperature X number of degrees for this period of time. So then they started using infrared lights and heat and ambient heating processes like that look like an iron lung, where they would put someone in it. They would raise their core temperature. They would monitor it. They could lower it if they had to. They had a lot more control. And yet the same results occurred. They were curing cancers. He was run out of the United States. Out of the United States. Went to Cologne, Germany, started to work with the Cologne Model Cancer Institute. And today they renamed the facility the Cologne Gorder Cancer Institute, because he has cured so many instances of pancreatic cancer, some of the most rampant cancers. So I've had the great luxury of communicating with him over the years. And I had a discussion with him through email one time and said, you know, his theory on, I said, do you think that raising body temperature has the effect it has because it ramps up enzyme cascades, which we know purify and heal and help reconstruct? And isn't that simply what the body is doing when we run a fever? When we run a fever, it's my humble opinion that the fever does not occur because we are sick in response to being sick. The fever occurs because we are sick in response to curing us.
Exactly.
So do you have an opinion on whether or not elevating body temperature has an effect on enzymatic cascades?
As long as you don't take it above 105.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, the pancreas, not only does the brain not like above 105, but the pancreatic enzymes begin to denature between 105 to 135 degrees.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, but as with any other chemical reaction, we have to remember that enzymes are biocatalysts. They are things that make other things work. Without the enzymes, it would take you half an hour to bat your eyelid and an hour and a half to bend your elbow. So since they're things that make other things work, simple chemistry tells us that increasing the heat speeds the reaction. Okay?
Right.
Now, let's take a look at what's been done in Germany and Central Europe the last 60 years in cancer therapy. It is standard in Germany and standard in most of Central Europe, especially the Czech Republic and the old Soviet Union, to use high-level, high-dose systemic enzyme therapy on cancer patients for a couple of reasons. Number one, the enzymes eat away at the outer fibrous layer of a cancer cell and of a tumor, allowing chemotherapy to get in. Number two, the enzymes themselves eat the cancer. It's that simple.
Really?
When Dr. Bernard Jensen had prostate cancer that had gone into its fourth stage, he had tried every supplement he knew to keep himself alive. Nothing worked. This is Bernard Jensen, for God's sakes.
Right.
Okay? So a friend of his told him about enzymes. He'd never heard about enzymes, had never heard about enzyme therapy. Got him on, I think, 300 Wobenzyme a day. And he was on the 300 Wobenzyme a day for several months. He went back to find out why he wasn't dead yet, and they couldn't find any CA in his body at all, not a single cell. He lived for another 9 years.
Wow. Wow.
Now, we have things today that will equal those 300 pills in a much smaller dose. That's how far enzymatic research has come since the 70s and 80s.
Wow, that's amazing. And no one pays attention to enzymes, do they?
No. You know, here in America, the docs are still taught that enzymes are too big to be absorbed. They're ignoring not only the 200 peer-reviewed journal-published studies, not just on the absorption of enzymes, but the therapeutic action of enzymes. And I put it to you that if it wasn't absorbed, it wouldn't have a therapeutic action. They're also ignoring the 50 years of use in conventional medicine that systemic enzymes have in most other places in the world besides the United States. You have to remember, here in the States, 52% of the money that the medical industry makes is made from cancer.
Right. And let's face it, I know this is a terrible thing to say, but do they really want to cure cancer? Because we already know cancer prevention is completely possible by arresting inflammation at its earliest stages, because we know that the changes in the apoptotic landscape occur in the presence of inflammation. So the reality is we could rid the country or the world of cancer if we just start to focus on protocols and nutritional procedures that are anti-inflammatory instead of pro-inflammatory, which most of them are today.
Exactly.
But no one cares about that because cancer is big business.
It doesn't make any money. You know, when Dr. Max Wolf, who was the first person to come up with a systemic enzyme product, he used to work for Pfizer. And when he took it to Pfizer back in 1958, Pfizer said, yeah, your research is valid. We know the stuff works. But we can't patent it because it's natural. We can't make any money off of this. And it cures too many things. So we're going to lose money if we come out with this. No, we're not going to do anything with it. So he went to Germany, bought a company called Mucos Pharma, and then made his enzymes from Germany and made them famous all over Europe. But here in the States, they didn't want to know because the medical industry would not make any money. Now, we have to change our perspective when we talk about docs. Instead of thinking of ourselves as patients, we need to think of ourselves as customers. And the medical industry doesn't make any money unless you get repeat customers. That's why all the drugs have side effects, so they can you come back and you get another drug for that side effect. And then you come back and get another drug for the side effects of that drug, and so on and so forth, and you get repeat customers.
You know, Dr. Wong, I've asked the question I'm about to pose to you numerous times on this show, and I'm curious of your opinion. How does a physician reconcile his conscience when prescribing a drug that has side effects, knowing that, A, the Hippocratic Oath dictates first, do no harm, and secondly, that quite often the side effects may actually produce more deleterious effects to that person's body than the actual condition they are trying to mask with those drugs? What does the doctor say in his head that allows him the good conscience to take that approach with someone?
Let's answer that question in two different ways. First, let me tell you that the only school that still has the original Hippocratic Oath, there's only one school in the United States that still has the original Hippocratic Oath. Most of the schools have this 1970s, 1980s revised AMA version of the Hippocratic Oath, which says nothing about first do no harm. It says nothing about give no abortive thing. And it basically says, I will not snitch on another doctor. That's the new Hippocratic Oath. That's what most of the guys since the 1970s have sworn to. Now, the second thing that affects the way doctors work in the United States, in most of the other countries of the world, let's say Canada, for instance, in Canada, med school is paid for by the government, so they make damn sure that before they let you into med school, number one, you're fairly altruistic, aside from being very, very, very smart, and Canadian docs make U.S. docs look silly.
Really?
Yeah, and English docs, and, you know, Americans think we have the best docs in the
yes.
world. We have amongst the worst docs in the world.
I actually have friends when I tell them about some of the things that are being done, let's say in the way of stem cell. I have friends that say to me, how could that be? We have the best medical system in the world. Surely they'd be doing it here if it really, that's baloney. They're not doing it over there. We would be doing it here because this is the United States of America.
You know, and that's the myth. That is the myth. And that myth is not substantiated by anything. You know, now let's touch on stem cell therapy for a second, and then I'll get back to my point about why docs do what they do. If you go back to the work of Dr. Daniel Niehaus in Switzerland, he used to use the live cells of freshly killed baby sheep. He would inject his patients with the live cells of freshly killed baby sheep of whatever organ the patient was had his illness from, and that organ would regenerate, and he would get them out of sickness, and he would cure terminal patients using that technique. That's where stem cell therapy came from. Right now, stem cell therapy is so locked into the abortion thing because they're using aborted baby fetus stem cells, especially late-term abortions, before they ban those, for stem cell therapy. It's like growing people to make spare parts for other people.
Right.
Ethically, it's just absolutely horrid.
But the reality is you don't need the fetuses. You don't need that because we even know how to make progenitor cells from skin cells nowadays.
Exactly. that line of inquiry needn't be done, but it is done because it makes more money.
Well, now, it makes more money, and also it becomes a political lightning rod.
Yes. Yes, okay. But you know, if you consider that, the only companies bigger than the drug companies are the agribusiness companies, because you know, you'll always need food and you'll always need medicine. You might not need a computer, you might not need a car, you might not need a nuclear submarine. You will need food and you will need medicine. Those are the two biggest companies, group of companies in the world.
And isn't it funny that some of them are one and the same, like Bayer Syngenta.
Like Monsanto.
Monsanto.
Yes, exactly.
Right, right.
You know, these guys have more money than entire countries, more money than the U.S. does now. And they can buy politicians, they can buy entire congresses, they can buy anybody to do their bidding. So when you come to consider that everyone who's in FDA came from the pharmaceutical or the big agribusiness, and when they leave FDA, they're going back to the pharmaceutical or the agribusiness companies.
Right.
That tells you exactly why things are happening the way that they're happening. Why did that COX-2 inhibitor drug, Vioxx, kill 35,000 people and put another 159,000 people in the hospital with liver failure, kidney damage, and intestinal damage and heart attacks? Because the studies showing that it would hurt people were overlooked by the guys who were supervising them, because those guys at FDA used to work for the drug companies that were putting out the drugs.
Right, right. Oh, I know. That's something that I've talked about on numerous shows. People who have worked for the FDA should not be allowed to cross the fence and work for pharmaceutical companies or food manufacturers. They just shouldn't.
Exactly.
It's you know what? It's planned corruption.
Yes, it is. Take a look at what the Chinese did when they found out that the head of their FDA was taking bribes.
Didn't they kill him?
They executed his ass.
Yeah.
They put him up against the wall and
We need some Chinese justice here in the United States, man. That's it. Then the people at the FDA they'd be pooping in their pants if they thought, hey, I'm up to doing some dirt here. I could actually lose my life. Oh my gosh.
They absolutely would. But take a look at how we've rewarded all these guys. You know, one of the top Monsanto guys, who was Clinton's FDA head, became the president of Yale Med School, and he gets a yearly stipend for doing nothing of seven-digit figures from Monsanto or from Pfizer for doing absolutely nothing but consulting on top of his med school salary as a reward for doing all the damage he did while he was in FDA.
My God. My God. That's amazing. It just doesn't make sense. These are the things that, you know, I actually become speechless when I start listening to these things, because these are the things that drive me crazy. Because you know what? The American people, we are the ones that are suffering from this corruption and misinformation. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Wong and get the actual answers we need to understand how to up the pancreatic enzyme intake, the proteolytic enzyme intake, so that it can have a beneficial effect on your body. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are going to love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, Dr. William Wong. You can learn more about Dr. Wong. Read his insightful and intelligent articles at his website, drwong.us. Okay, so how easy is it for me to just start increasing my proteolytic enzyme intake? And to what levels do I need to increase them to? Oh, sorry about that, Dr. Wong. That was my fault. I had your mic muted. Please repeat.
Okay. You need to bring up the level of proteolytic enzymes that you have floating around your bloodstream and floating around your soft tissues to the level that you had back when you were 18. That's when you will feel right as rain and just about well nigh invincible. We can do that by using an active systemic enzyme supplement. Now, I say active because of the 70, 80 systemic enzyme supplements available in the U.S. market today, most of them don't have stabilized enzymes, because the guys who put them together have no clue as to how to stabilize an enzyme. So only of those 80, maybe 5 to 10 actually work.
What? How do you know if you're getting an active systemic enzyme complex?
You know, without having inflammation or fibrosis issues, it's oftentimes hard. But those of us over 35 usually have some inflammatory issues. And within a week of getting the right dosage of the right active systemic enzyme, the inflammation clears up.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is there a preparation that, like, you know, I know that some things like liquid glucosamine and chondroitin degrades on the shelf and becomes inactive over time. Is there a preparation that we should look for? Are active enzymes refrigerated, or anything that we could look for that at least narrows the field?
Well, they should be enterically matrixed or enterically coated. That way the pancreatin in them won't be susceptible to damage by the stomach acids. Stomach acid and heat will kill enzymes.
Okay.
Especially the pancreatic enzymes.
Okay, so they should be enterically coated so that they don't break down in the stomach, but they break down farther down in the intestines.
Exactly, or enterically matrixed. Enteric matrixing is what the Europeans are doing now, where they basically put an enteric coating around each little piece of powder, and then they press it together either into a capsule or into a tablet.
So even if you chew it or break it, if it undergoes some breakdown in the gut, it's still not going to be absorbed until it's inside the intestines.
Exactly. The problem with regular enteric coatings is that when you jostle the bottle around and you scratch the enteric coating, when the pills bump up against the pills, that causes the coating to fail.
Mm.
So the enteric matrixing, the way that that the Europeans are doing it now, is a much superior delivery system.
And okay.
It keeps the enzymes alive.
So look
better.
For enterically coded or enteric matrix preparation. Is there any other brands? Do you carry an enzyme, don't you?
We created our own systemic enzymes when I got tired of taking so many of them. I was taking 60 to 40 to 80 of one particular brand, and I was taking 30 to 40 of another. I got tired of doing it. We figured out a way to really concentrate the enzymes, and now I'm taking two, sometimes three, of the Zymessence systemic enzymes, which I formulated, and that is the equal of all those other pills I was doing before.
Really?
Yeah.
And people can get that at drwang.us?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, but obviously yours isn't the only one out there worthy of...
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
No. There are a bunch of great systemic enzyme products out there.
Just give me another brand besides yours so it doesn't look like we're doing a total... What's that?
Exolzyme. Exolzyme is a wonderful product, especially for vegetarians, because it has a vegetable imitation of pancreatin that works not quite as long, but just as well as the animal pancreatin does. And it is a very well thought out, very well formulated blend of active systemic enzymes.
Where does the animal blend come from? Bovine or
It used to come from cows.
Yeah.
Now the FDA has made it almost impossible for both the medical industry making insulin and the enzyme industry to get cow pancreatin and cow insulin. So now most of it comes from pigs.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, porcine isn't the worst thing in the world. I know, pigs do resemble humans in many glandular aspects.
They are closer to humans than cows are hormonally and in most of their physiological functions.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so how do you know if you have adequate levels? Does it take blood work to find out if you're hitting the target?
No, actually, you're not as achy. You're not hurting.
Now, you've given me I'm blown away because I always thought proteolytic enzymes were taken with food to aid digestion. They have nothing to do with digestion, do they?
That's the last thing they do before they go out of the body. A pancreatic enzyme first works on breaking down pro-inflammatory cytokines. It eats them because the pro-inflammatory cytokines are always protein tagged as exogenous proteins, and enzymes eat exogenous proteins, which is why they don't eat you. Okay,
right.
So they aid in getting rid of all the debris that we have, all the dead debris, all of the inflammation from the pro-inflammatory cytokines, all the fibrosis that we grow is marked as an exogenous protein, and the body waits for the enzymes to come by and clean them out. You know, when you cut your finger when you were a kid, and the scar healed with almost invisible, nice, flexible wound,
right?
You could barely tell where you had cut yourself. You do that at 50 or 60, what happens?
Yeah, it leaves a scar.
It leaves a scar because you develop a keloid, because the body puts in too much fibrin, and you don't have the enzymes to eat the fibrin away.
Interesting.
That's all a keloid is. We've got plastic surgeons in both Europe and the States using systemic enzymes to prevent the formation of keloids. In Germany, it's standard procedure to give an abdominal surgery patient systemic enzymes to keep them from developing post-op scar tissue.
Interesting. All right, now let's talk about a couple of things. If I am 52 years old and have not paid any attention to my proteolytic enzymes, however, I am using growth factors. I am using GHRP6 two to three times a day, and I know that my growth hormone levels are high. I am using CJC 1295 every third day, so I know my growth hormone levels are high. I've got plenty of IGF-1 and all that sort of good stuff. Can I reverse any of the fibrous buildup by taking my proteolytic enzymes?
Absolutely.
So it can help to reverse anything that has been done thus far.
The enzymes will eat away any exogenously tagged proteins, which is all the scar tissue, all the fibrosis you're growing in your internal organs, all of the pro-inflammatory cytokines. Anything that's marked as an exogenous protein will be cleaned away.
We just have
exactly what you did back when you were 18.
We just have a few minutes here. Do proteolytic enzymes have any benefit to people who have autoimmune disorders?
Yes. One of the five major functions of a proteolytic enzyme is that it is immune modulating. If your immune system is down too low, it will upshift it. If your immune system is up too high, as with rheumatoid arthritis, MS, or a lupus, it will downshift it, and not only downshift it, but the enzymes will eat away at the antibodies that your immune system is making to attack its own tissue.
Beautiful. Last question. Overuse injuries are said to be examples of the healing process stopping short of completion, and therefore we have pain, bursitis and so on. And you said before, itises.
Yep.
Do proteolytic enzymes help people who suffer from these types of overuse injuries?
Yes. You know, if you take a look at what Eastern Europe did during the Comblock days, all of their Olympic athletes were on proteolytic enzymes. And not only did it help them work out 8 to 10 hours a day, you have to remember how the communist bloc used to work their athletes out, 6-7 days a week, 8 to 10 hours a day, doing either conditioning skills or other types of drills. And they used to try to prevent the inflammation and the overuse stuff by the use of corticosteroids or NSAIDs, but the side effects of those were horrible. When they discovered systemic enzymes in 73, just before the IOC banned corticosteroids, they loved it. And all of their athletes were on high doses of Wobenzyme, which was the first systemic enzyme product. And they absolutely just ate this stuff. Not only did it work to help them fight overuse syndrome, but they managed to cut their anabolic steroid use in half.
Really?
Because the enzymes are also anabolic.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you said the magic word and just got my audience's attention.
I have an article on that on my drwong.us website, and also another article you guys might be interested in, the real reason for the Andro ban. Andro was not banned for the reasons Congress told you.
Yeah, I know. I read that article this morning, actually. It's very well written. Okay, let me ask you a question. It's drwong.us, correct?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
I just want to make sure I give everybody the right address to go to. Dr. Wong, we've come to the end of the interview. I've learned a lot in this 1 hour. I want to ask you if you'll come back on the show at
Love
some
to.
Point in time. Okay. Stay on the line, too. I want to pick up the phone, and I want to mention something to you. I want to thank all my listeners for listening to Dr. Wong. Visit his website, drwong.us. Read the articles. Check out his enzymes. Show him some love. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio, so tune in then.